Won't be long, we'll be cruising again with more cruising songs here on Cruising WGCM, baby. Just hang on.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, hello, Higgins. Not very well, I'm afraid. I haven't sold a single donut in 3 days.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. But, sir, have you ever considered actually telling people that you have donuts to sell?
Higgins, I don't have time to go door to door to door.
No, sir. I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that you run a radio advertising schedule on Cruisin' 100.9.
Cruisin' 100.9?
Yes, sir. They have thousands of listeners. And if you do a commercial telling them about your delicious donuts, I'm sure they'll come from everywhere to buy them.
That's an awesome idea, Higgins. Will you line it up for me?
Of course, sir.
Excellent. Here, have a donut.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. That will be $2.
Sir!
If you're in business and want more business, it's time to start your conversation with Cruisin' 100.9 listeners today. Simply go to CoastRadioGroup.com and click on Advertise. That's CoastRadioGroup.com, your home for Cruisin' 100.9 FM.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
Here's your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center. After another sunny, hot afternoon, look for mostly clear conditions at night, remaining warm with a low of 76. Tomorrow, more sunshine, the high around 90. Mostly sunny on Thursday, just a 20% chance of isolated showers, and a high of 92 then.
Cruisin' WGCM.
Look here, girls. Take this advice and remember always in life.
Beats! down a crowded avenue. Do anything we like to do. There's always lots of things that we can see. We can't be anyone we'd like to be. And all those happy people we could meet just moving on a Sunday afternoon. Couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no. We'll keep on spending sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no.
Cruisin' day and night. This is Cruisin' WGCM.
Oh, well, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer, yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Oh, well, it's Flo on my left arm and there's Mary on my right. And Janie is the girl, well, that I'll be with tonight. And when she asks me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest. Cause I'm a wanderer, yeah, a wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Oh, well, I roam from town to town. I go through life without a care. And I'm as happy as a clown. I wave my two fists divine, but I'm going nowhere. Oh, yeah, I'm the type. I roam from town to town. And when I find myself falling for some girl, yeah, I hop right in that car of mine. I drive around the world. Yeah, I'm a wanderer.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
Percent at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
The Biloxi Shuckers return home to MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi to open up a six-game series against a team from the North Division in the Tennessee Smokies. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas Zrelick, Garrett Green, alongside in just a short amount of time. Shuckers return home after dropping five of six games to their division foe, Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Shuckers currently on a three-game losing skid entering at 23-26 over on the season. Smokies 29-22. Let's talk about that last series, though. The Shuckers were walked off three times in a row, including on Sunday. They dropped 7-6, four straight hit batters to result in the walk-off and the winning runs. Three runs at the bottom of the ninth inning. And on Saturday, it was a four-run bottom of the ninth inning, so the Shuckers bullpen looking to try to right the ship and tilt it and keep it afloat here on the Gulf Coast in Mississippi. And they welcome in a Smokies team that has been above 500 the entire season. Smokies just 5-5 in their last 10, but even 12-12 record on the road, which for the Shuckers, the road has been the problem for them, just 7-20. But Biloxi 16-6 on their home turf here at MGM Park. So they will try to start off on the right foot. And they send the right-hander T.J. Shook to the mound. He'll go opposite of Chris Clark. We'll get to the rest of starting lineups next here on the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on June 11th as the first 1,000 fans receive a free Shuckers military theme hat presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Welcome back on the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella here to get you set for an opening night of a six-game series between the Smokies and the Biloxi Shuckers. First time these two teams will face off in 2022. Let's get you those starting lineups now for both sides, starting with the visitors. The Tennessee Smokies play up at Smoky Stadium in Kodak, Tennessee, just outside of Knoxville. 29-22 record on the season. Smokies currently three games out from first place in the North Division. Here is their lineup tonight. Luis Vasquez, a shortstop, leads things off batting first. Jonathan Perlaza, the switch hitting outfielder, playing right field, batting second. Center fielder Alexander Canario, the center fielder again, bats third. Designated hitter, the power hitting Bryce Ball, a left-hander, big presence from the left side, 6'6", 240, native of Mason City, Iowa. Second baseman Chase Strumpf, batting fifth. He's currently tied for second in the Southern League and walks with 33 on the season. First baseman Matt Mervis follows him. He bats sixth. Jake Slaughter, the third baseman, and former LSU Tiger, bats seventh out of West Monroe, Louisiana. Bryce Windham, he'll be doing the catching tonight, bats eighth. And Cole Roeder, the left fielder, rounds out the starting nine in batting a ninth as Chris Clark, the right-hander, goes to the mound today. 2-2 record with an ERA at 6.35. Now for the Shuckers, they've been really rolling with the same lineup, just a few tinkerings here and there at the bottom for the last about week now. Again, Gary Mitchell still on the injured list, so run a little thin. Saw Jackson Reitz a few times out in the outfield once again that last series against Pensacola. Well, it's great to have Noah Campbell back as he now will be playing in his third game, just coming off the injured list. But here is the Shuckers starting nine, a 23-26 record. The Shuckers currently hold right now, tied for second, 3.5 games back from the Blue Wahoos for first place in the South Division standings of the Southern League. Brewers' number one prospect, Sal Frelick, manning center field once again leading things off, batting first. Second baseman Felix Valerio bats second. Jackson Reitz will be doing the catching. He bats third. And 12 home runs of the season for Jackson, one away from his career high back in 2019 with the Potomac Nationals. And the first baseman, the switch hitter out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard, bats cleanup. Right fielder Tristan Lutz behind him. He bats fifth. Shortstop out of Elon, Cam Devaney, bats sixth. In the seventh spot, third baseman, the switch hitter Jason Coca, who had his first home run of the season that last series against Pensacola. Noah Campbell mentioned before, switch hitter as well, playing left field, bats eighth. And Gabe Holt, the designated, rounds out the starting nine out of Texas Tech. 3-for-4 evening for him, with an RBI and two runs in there as well on a Sunday in the loss to the Blue Wahoos. And mentioned before, T.J. Shook will get the ball, 1-0 and a 3.69 ERA. Picked up the win in his last start against Pensacola, where he went six innings, tying his career high. Struck out four, and really just two home runs hurt his out, allowed just three runs overall. Again, that is the starting nine for the Shuckers. And when we come back here on the Shuckers pregame show, we'll take a look at the Brewers affiliate scoreboard and Garrett and I's pick to click here on this Tuesday night. All that next here on the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply.
back at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, as the Shuckers open up a six-game series against the Tennessee Smokies. Welcome back to the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zrelick, Eric Green, here with you as always. Ross's 138-game season. We are currently game 50 right now on the Shuckers season, and it's time now for your favorite time of the pregame show, our picks to click here in the contest tonight. So we will start with you, Garrett. Who is your pick to click tonight?
All right. It is hard to pick against the hot hand, and as a result, I am going to go with Jackson Reitz as my pick to click this evening. He has been one of the top RBI producers for the Shuckers this year, hitting out of the three spot. Next home run ties a career high for Jackson Reitz. I think he finds it pretty soon. He is my pick to click.
I like it as well. I'm going to go towards the top of the order, Sal Frelick, not only because he's the Brewers' number one prospect, but somebody who struggled early part of that series but figured it out on Sunday, including his first double-A home run over the left field wall in that second inning. We'll see if those picks click next after the anthem. First pitch after that on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on June 7th to celebrate Schooner's birthday with an exclusive Schooner's Tea presented by Pine Belt Dermatology and Skin Cancer Center. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewer stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it's game number one in a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella. Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 23-26 on the Southerly campaign. They're 3.5 games back of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. As for the Tennessee Smokies, 29-22 on the year. They are just a game back from the Rocket City Trash Pandas in the North Division. Here's the starting lineup very briefly for Tennessee. Leading off the shortstop, Luis Vasquez. Jonathan Perlazo, the right fielder, hits second. And Alexander Canario is in center. Bryce Wall, the designated hitter in the four hole. Chase Strumpf at second. Matt Mervis at first. Jake Slaughter, the third baseman. Bryce Windham, the catcher. And rounding it all out is the left fielder, Cole Roederer. And the Tennessee Smokies are led by first-year manager Michael Ryan. So here's the left-hander, T.J. Shook. And the first pitch is bounced foul for a strike, and we are off and running tonight here at MGM Park at 6:35 p.m. Central Time. Glad you are with us on a Tuesday.
Shook.
Shook the right-hander, sets and is 0-1. This is fouled straight back in the count. One ball and one strike to the leadoff man, Luis Vasquez. Well, it is a warm night here in Biloxi. 86 degrees at first pitch, but it feels like it is 94 right now. As you can imagine, down here on the coast, good amount of humidity, just about 70%. Next pitch fastball is a little off the outside edge to Vasquez, and the shortstop now in a 1-2 count. Well, the 6'4", 215-pound right-hander TJ Shook on the bump for Biloxi. Deals home the next one. Misses low and outside. Two balls and two strikes. Shook 1-0 this year with a 6.39 earned run average, making his fourth start here at AA. Right-hander peers in and the 2-2. This is shot the opposite way, but that'll go foul down the right field line. So the count will stay at two balls and two strikes to Vasquez. Scouting report on the right-hander Shook. He throws a fastball, a changeup, a cutter, and a curveball. Right-hander shakes off a couple of signs from Reitz. And now readies and the 2-2. This is hit in the air, back of home our way, and that is going to drift down and foul just off to our left and nearly into the camera well. Mick Gillespie next door almost had a reach on it. So the count stays at two balls and two strikes to Vasquez. Shook again the 2-2. This is bounced on the ground inside of third fair. Coca, back of third. Long throw. Dillard grabs it. He's not going to make a tag as Vasquez will be on with a leadoff single. Well, great job by Coca to just get to that ball. And better by Dillard to make sure there wasn't an error. But the leadoff man is on for the Smokies, and it brings up Jonathan Perlaza.
Now, that would have been an impressive play of Coca. I mean, just getting it over there shows the arm strength he had. He'd go back on it towards the line. Dillard almost able to get the swipe tag on him. He didn't swipe him at all, but still dropped the baseball, but good play on both.
So man on with no one gone, and the first offer on the way is a check swing by Perlaza. No appeal, so it is just ball one to the right fielder. Calling the balls and strikes tonight is Josh Gilreath. Our crew chief Mark Bass is at third, and Dylan Bradley over at first. Your three-man umpiring crew tonight. So Jenner Perlaza bats from the left side. The set and the offer. And this is cranked out to right field. The wind will knock it down a little bit, though. Coming on Lutz, he will settle underneath it. He'll make a one-handed grab over his head. There's the first out.
Well, here's how the Shucker is aligned defensively tonight behind TJ Shook. Star on the outfield left to right. Noah Campbell's in left field. Sal Frelick, Tristan Lutz to complete it. Around the infield, Dirt, Jason Koch is at third. Cam Devaney, Felix Valerio up the middle. Thomas Dillard at first, and Jackson Reitz behind home plate, doing the catching for TJ Shook.
Shook stares into the right-handed hitting Canario when the first offer is a cutter. Cutter high on the inner edge for a called strike. It is 0-1. Plenty of sun out today. Blasting sunshine on the left side of the diamond. So the third baseman, shortstop, and left fielder are going to have to fight it for about the first two innings. 0-1, and that is low and outside with a slider. The count is one ball and one strike to the center fielder, Canario. Canario hitting 191 in 23 games this year. Four doubles, five home runs, and 14 driven in. Right-handed hitting center fielder yanks this one foul. And it's 1-2 now after a hard foul ball by Canario. Well, Shook is coming off of his best outing at AA. Pitched against Pensacola back on the 2nd 5 days ago. Six innings, nine hits, but just three runs, one walk, four strikeouts. Shuckers won that game 10-7 as he picked up his first AA win. 1-2, and a breaking pitch is just off the plate. And so the count goes to two balls and two strikes to the center fielder, Canario. Shuckers coming off of a series against Pensacola where they dropped five out of six games. They led in all six of them, though. And a throw over to first, and a tag is just a moment late as Vasquez dives back into the bag. Vasquez just one steal this year in five attempts for the Smokies. On after his single, one gone here in the top of the first inning, no score. Runner does go. This is swung on and missed. The throw to second is way high and into center field. Scooping it up is Frelick, and that will prevent Vasquez from advancing. But it is a strikeout on a changeup of Canario. There are two gone, but a man in scoring position after Vasquez steals second.
Yeah, just didn't look. Reitz had everything right behind home plate, and the throw just sails, but big on Shook there to pick up that strikeout, so it's going to be up here to Bryce Ball to drive in that run. Two gone in the inning now.
Shook looks back to second on the first offer. And a fastball was low and inside the ball. It is 1-0. Well, the left-handed hitting DH, batting .286 this year in 50 games. 11 doubles, a triple, 7 home runs, and 38 runs driven in. Kick and the 1-0. That's down in the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes for the DH ball. No score in the early goings. Shuckers and Smokies with 2 gone and a man on second. Right-hander shook the 2-0. And a fastball just off the plate at 90 miles an hour. 3 balls and no strikes to Ball. Well, 38 RBIs for Ball. That is second in the Southern League this season. Trails only Laney Sosa with Birmingham, who has 39. Third in the Southern League, that would be Joey Weimer with 34. Back to second and the 3-0. And that is on the outside edge for a called strike. Very far off from where Shook had Ball 3 called. So that's why Bryce Ball was just about ready to head down to first. He thought he had drawn a 4-pitch walk. And Shook back in it at 3-1. Man on second and 2 gone. And the pitch. Runner goes for third. The throw down that way, and Koch has got him by a mile. Vasquez with a bad jump, and Reitz read it the entire way. And so a caught stealing brings the top of the first inning to a close. No runs ahead, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the first. It's the Smokies nothing, and the Shuckers coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Bottom of the first inning, Smokies held off the board. So here is the starting nine that Mike Guerrero has put together tonight to try and score first for the Shuckers. Leading off is the center fielder, Sal Frelick. Felix Valerio follows him at second, and Jackson Reitz, the catcher, bats third. In the cleanup spot is the first baseman, Thomas Dillard, Tristan Lutz in right, Cam Devaney at short, Jason Coca, the third baseman, hits seventh in the eighth spot, and in left today is Noah Campbell, and rounding it all out is the designated hitter, Gabe Holt. They go opposite the right-hander, Chris Clark, 2-2 this year with a 6.35 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager, Mike Guerrero. So here's Sal Frelick from the left side against the right-hander, Clark. On the first offer, that is taken outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Clark, the 6'7", 215-pound right-hander, fourth-round pick in 2019 out of USC. As that is called a strike at the bottom of the zone, it is 1-1. I guess in this part of the country, you have to specify, that would be the University of Southern California.
Yeah.
Set and the 1-1. And that is rocketed out towards the right field gap. Frelick on his horse around first. He is heading for second. It's scooped up by Canario. The throw is late, and Frelick holds the bag. It's a leadoff hustle double for Sal Frelick.
Well, that's the type of impact that the Shuckers have at the top of the order. Obviously, Garrett Mitchell is on the IL right now, but Freelich doesn't look like it will be a double out of the box because Canario is able to cut it off. But Freelich hustling out of the box, and with his speed, slides in safely at second base.
Shuckers immediately have a man in scoring position, and here's the second baseman, Felix Valeria, set on the first offer. And that is on the inside edge for a strike. It is 0-1. I say that about Clark. Of course, there are a couple of guys who went to the University of South Carolina that are on the field tonight for the Biloxi Shuckers. Of course, TJ Shook, the starter tonight, went to South Carolina, set down the 0-1. And that is low and inside at 92 with a fastball. It's 1-1 to Valerio. And then Noah Campbell out in left field tonight for Biloxi also went to University of South Carolina. Didn't know that was USC until I moved down here to Biloxi, and I worked with an alum. Went to South Carolina. I just thought it was always South Carolina. That's what you referred to it as. 1-1. And Valerio shoots this, but right at the second baseman. No one is covering in time, though, to double up Freelich. And so Valerio lines out sharply, one gone.
Well, here is Sal the Smokies line defensively. Co-Roder out of left field. Alexander Canario in center. Jonathan Perlaza in right field. Around the infield, Jake Slaughter's at third. Luis Vasquez, Chase Strumpf up the middle. Matt Murphys is at first, and Bryce Windham doing the catching.
So now it's Jackson Reitz, the catcher, with a man at second and one gone. And the first offer, and Reitz skips this the opposite way into right field. Freelich is going to get the wave scooped up by Perlaza. Here's the throw. Freelich slides in safely. And Jackson Reitz drives in his 28th run of the year. It's an opposite field RBI single, and the Shuckers have a 1-0 lead in the first.
Well, Jackson usually can tear the cover off the baseball, just shoots it through the wide hole on the right side of pitch, down and in, and perfectly executed by him. And it's short enough that Freelich, with his speed, can score.
The Shuckers out to a 1-0 lead, and now Thomas Dillard, the batter, switch hitter, will hit from the left side against the right-hander Clark. Here's the set and the first offer. Fastball, little outside for a ball, 1-0. Well, the Shuckers have really liked scoring in the first inning. The run scored today, that's now 35 runs in the first inning. They have a +15 run differential in the first. 1-0, and a breaking ball slices over for a strike. And it is 1-1 to Dillard. Well, Clark is making his fifth appearance with the Tennessee Smokies. It is his fifth start. Set down the 1-1. And a breaking ball. Dillard hits this on the ground. Might be two. Scooped up by the shortstop Vasquez. He will go to the base himself and throw to first. And indeed, it is a 6-3 inning-ending double play. But the Shuckers strike first. And a double by Freelich and the RBI single by Jackson Reitz. We move on to the second. Shuckers have a 1-0 lead as we do. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
We move on to the second inning. Shuckers now leading the Tennessee Smokies 1-0. Right-hander TJ Shook faces off against Chase Strumpf to lead things off. We're Tennessee here in the top of the second inning. Set down the first offer, and that one comes in and hits him. Well, just a curveball that didn't break. And so Strumpf is hit by the pitch. He will be on first for Matt Mervis. Well, with that, we'll acknowledge the elephant in the room. Shuckers obviously dropping their game on Sunday in heartbreaking fashion. Four consecutive hit batters. And the only thing to say is that Biloxi's bullpen was stretched very thin by the end of that game. And also, the hit-by-pitches happened in pretty rapid succession, so not a whole lot you can do to change up that, as this pitch is low and inside for a ball. It is 1-0. It is also worth mentioning that back on Sunday, we were using the new test-out pre-tacked balls that had been used for the last 2 weeks. Set down the 1-0. This is bounced on the ground, but wide of first and foul. And so the count is 1-1 to Matt Mervis. Apparently, walks and hit by pitches, well, just walks exactly, though we saw plenty of hit batsmen between the number of hit by pitches from Pensacola, and then the Shuckers did their part to make up the ground late in the game. But because of that, we are back to the regular rubbed-up baseball now, as the 1-1 is low and outside, two balls and one strike. Walk rates over the last 2 weeks with the new baseball just a little too extreme and not quite what they were looking for with the pre-tacked baseball. Set down the 2-1. And that is on the inner edge with a fastball at 90 miles an hour. It's 2-2 to Matt Mervis, the first baseman. Mervis having a good double-A campaign so far this year. 18th game for him with Tennessee. 302 batting average, three doubles, six home runs, and 16 driven in. Left-handed batter waits him the pitch, and that is yanked down the right field line towards the corner. That's going to bounce in and roll all the way into the corner. Coming around third is Strumpf. He will get a late stop sign as Lutz quickly digs it out. That's a double down the right field line by Mervis. All of a sudden, the Smokies have runners on second and third, and nobody gone here in the second.
Well, would have thought that maybe they would have sent a ball around third base. You know, we talk all the time how right in that right field corner, the ball will always nestle up nice and softly up against the wall. So really, it forces really them to be around to score, but not that time.
This is Jake Slaughter, and the first pitch to him is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. Just the third game at double-A for Slaughter. Comes up with 2 men in scoring position, no one gone. The 0-1 is down low, 1-1. By the way, a piece of housekeeping. Chase Strumpf led off the inning because at the end of the first, Bryce Ball in a 3-1 count actually drew ball four. So he had a walk and was heading to first, but that was when Vasquez was thrown out trying to steal third. 1-1, and that's hit on a line right to Devaney. The run will come in. The throw to first is on the money. So Strumpf scores, and it's an RBI ground out by Slaughter. 6-3, he picks up his sixth RBI in just three games. There's one gone as Bryce Windham comes to hit the catcher. Just like that, the Smokies use a hit-by-pitch, a double, and an RBI groundout to level the contest at one. Right-hander Shook looks back to second on the first offer. And that is on the inside edge for a called strike. It is 0-1. Wind tonight is blowing mostly in from right field. That is kind of what you expect at this time of the year. Wind coming off of the Mississippi Sound. As the set in the 0-1. And another fastball. Reitz tries to frame it, but it's low and outside. And the count is one ball and one strike to Windham. Of course, that's going to make it really hard for the left-handed hitters tonight. Don't think it's going to create as much of a jet stream to left tonight either. Normally, that's when it's blowing from foul pole to foul pole. As Windham is out swinging in front of a changeup. Well, the count is one ball and two strikes to Windham. Windham hitting .237 this year in 30 games. Two doubles, a couple of home runs, 15 driven in. Low stance as he waits from the left side, bend to the knees, and Shook, the 1-2. That is low and inside, threw him an off speed. The count, two balls and two strikes to Windham. We mentioned the fact that the Shuckers are coming off of a series in which they dropped 5 out of 6 in Pensacola. Meanwhile, this is a Smokies team that won 4 out of 6 in their last series against Birmingham. Come in just a game back of Rocket City in the North Division of the Southern League. 2-2. This is fouled off right at the plate, so we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Windham. 3-2 win in 12 innings. Christian Donahue with a walk-off single back on Sunday. By the way, Tennessee will not play Rocket City the rest of the way either. 2-2. Low and inside, and the count has run full to Windham, so they are done with the head-to-head games against Rocket City. Of course, lurking just a couple of games back is Chattanooga. That is the team that Tennessee will finish out the first half with. Grand total of 18 games left in the first half, including tonight. 3-2 with a swing and a miss. He got him to reach for a fastball. Great time for the second strikeout of the day for T.J. Shook. It's a big second out here in the inning.
And just threw him a fastball up and away, and that got Windham reaching for it because it had some elevation to it. Went it faster than 90 miles an hour, and it was on the outer half as well.
Now the left fielder, Cole Roederer, is coming to bat here. The man on second and two gone, tied at 1, Shuckers and Smokies. First offer, and that is off the plate for a ball. It is 1-0. A Biloxi and Tennessee meeting later than they did last season. Shuckers went to Knoxville for their third series of the year. Set and the 1-0. And a big cut and a miss. The count is 1-1. The Shuckers and Smokies did not see each other again until the very end of the season. It was the last series here. Series that unfortunately dealt with a lot of rain last year. Went back to second and though, 1-1. And another swing and a miss. A Roederer on an inside pitch. The count is 1-2 now. Mervis, the first baseman, is at second after his double. A Jake Slaughter RBI ground out has tied the game at 1 here in the second. Right-hander T.J. Shook looking to get out of it with no further damage. 1-2 is inside with a fastball. The count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes to Roederer. For the Smokies, they are now in the midst of a 12-game road trip. They got 6 here in Biloxi, and then they travel just down I-10 to Pensacola as time is called by Roederer. It's not a bad 12-game road trip. Biloxi and Pensacola, that's 12 days by the beach. And an off day in Pensacola, I would imagine.
That'd be nice.
Set and the 2-2. And a check swing, but a called third strike at the bottom of the zone. Shook drops in a breaking ball and strikes out a pair in the top of the second. But Tennessee ties it on the RBI ground out by Slaughter. And as we head on to the bottom of the second, square one, Shuckers and Smokies. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bottom of the second inning gets going with a called first strike on the inner edge to Tristan Lutz from the right-hander Chris Clark. Right-hander brings home the 0-1. And another breaking ball, and Lutz bounces it foul for a strike. It is 0-2. Square at one, Shuckers and Smokies. Biloxi getting their run in the bottom of the first inning on an RBI single by Jackson Reitz. Smokies responding the second hit-by-pitch double and RBI groundout. Set in the 0-2. And Lutz takes a fastball upstairs at 91. The count of ball and two strikes to Tristan. Lutz had a pretty good series over in Pensacola. 7 for 24, a double, two home runs, and 8 runs driven in. You know, normally that would get you in player of the week consideration. 1-2, and he fights this off foul. In RBIs over a 6-game span, that's a pretty good week. Unfortunately, not a chance this last week. Troy Johnston taking home player of the week for Pensacola. I didn't even read the release. I already knew.
Saw it live for 6 days.
Here's the set and the 1-2, and Lutz watches a breaking pitch miss downstairs. And the count is even at 2-2 to Tristan.
Looks like one of those, you know, you're playing MLB The Show when it's on rookie and you're just hitting. That's what it felt like, Troy Johnston watching him for 6 days.
Johnston was just locked in as the 2-2, and that is over for a called third strike, 93-mile-an-hour fastball. I think Lutz was looking for something off-speed there. And instead he got a fastball in the low outside half. First strikeout for Clark. And with one gone, it's the shortstop Cam Devaney. Had a chance to talk to Nick Childs and Michael O'Neill about that a little bit going into Sunday, really, and they took through some of the sequences there in the eighth and ninth inning with Johnston against the Shuckers, the set and the first offer, and Devaney fouls it straight back for a strike at his own one. Well, they said, you know, had one where they threw him a really good cutter in on his hands, and just fights it off foul, and the changeup kind of low and away, just barely got the barrel to it and fouls it off, and they said when he's fouling off pitches like that, he's really seeing it well. The 0-1, and that is at the bottom of the zone for a strike. Even though Windham had set up inside around the shin, that did get the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. Right-hander Clark, here's the 0-2. And that bounces in. It was about a 56-footer. On the count of ball and two strikes to Devaney. Well, Cam hitting 250 on the season. 43 games. He's got 8 doubles, 7 home runs. 19 RBIs. Next home run for Cam is going to set a new career high for him. In a single season. Set in the 1-2. And that is taken inner edge for a called third strike. A straight fastball right there, but placed well. It's back-to-back strikeouts looking for Clark. And with two gone, it's Jason Coca.
And both of those last two fastballs have been perfect. Obviously, maybe I think that's the first time you're right looking for some off speed. That was outside corner to Lutz, and then right at the kneecaps to Devaney. That's pure paint.
Now the first offer to Jason Coca, and he bounces this foul for a strike. It is 0-1. A Clark this season with South Bend. They're at the high A level in the Midwest League. Oh, it's so nice to say again. 3-1 with a 3.42 ERA. He made 6 appearances, 4 of them starts. The 0-1 in tight. The count is 1-1 to Coca. 23 2/3 innings, just 9 earned runs. Just allowed 2 home runs, 5 walks, 23 strikeouts. All right-hander brings home the 1-1. Coca lifts up the hands again and takes what looked like a cutter on the inner edge. And it just missed, and the count is 2-1. Jason also had some big at-bats for the Shuckers in their series in Pensacola. 7 for 23 in that one with 5 runs driven in. 2-1, a slow bouncer off the mound, gloved inside of the heel by Clark. He will jog to first and underhand. And Coca is retired, and Clark responds to the run. And the Smokies get for him in the top of the first with a shutdown inning and a pair of strikeouts. That sends us on to the third. Tied at 1, Shuckers and Smokies. on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsor. Sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Start of the third inning, tied at one between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. Top of the order coming back up for Tennessee against the right-hander T.J. Shook. And to take you through the next couple, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. First pitch from T.J. is right down the heart of the plate. Called strike to the shortstop, Luis Vasquez, for strike one. So top of the order, two up, 1-2-3. And the 0-1 as Vasquez drives it out in the air, center field. Frelick now jogs in two steps. Cam Sutter makes the catch. The first out, the start, the top of the third inning. Tied at one here in Biloxi at MGM Park. Each team with two hits apiece. It was a hit-by-pitch and then a double for Matt Mervis that placed runners on second and third. Nobody out in the second. And Jake Slaughter would drive in that first run for the Smokies. That was last inning in the second. Jonathan Perlaza. Fastball at 88 outside for ball one. Flied out to right field his first time. As Shook wheels and deals home, Perlaza shows bunt, pulls it back. It's a called strike either way. At the letter is 1-1. Perlaza with the blue ankle guard on his front right foot with the gray pants. And the 1-1 fouls off that front foot. Trickles up the first base side. It's 1-2. Gusty day at MGM Park. Wind blowing in from right field. And the Mississippi Sound sits just beyond the boulevard. And the fastball sails up and away at 89. 2-2. I feel the breeze up here. Beau Rivage, the tallest building in Mississippi. Perking out just past right center. Shooks 2-2. His foul tip into the mitt for Reitz for strike three. And T.J. Shook has struck out three of the last four batters. So quickly two down. That's now four strikeouts for T.J. And the center fielder, Alex Canario, stands in the right side. Wangles the bat above his shoulder as he skies it high in the air, deep left field. Campbell back at the warning track to his left, makes the catch over his left shoulder. Just in front of the Keesler Federal Credit Union sign for the final out of the inning. So Canario gives it a good ride out to left center. But a 1-2-3 inning for T.J. Shook. He's all of a sudden retired his last five. After 2.5, we're tied at one here in Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on June 10th for Fireworks Friday and celebrate Saints Hall of Fame weekend as the Shuckers take on the Tennessee Smokies. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
bottom of the third inning, still tied at one. And Biloxi between the Smokies and the Shuckers. First pitch to Noah Campbell. The changeup outside for ball one. 8-9-1 due up in this frame. The Shuckers run coming in the first. Jackson Reitz RBI single for the right side. Campbell a switch hitter batting from left against the righty. And a fastball inside. 2-0. Chris Clark. Worked a 1-2-3 second. Pair of strikeouts looking, and then a ground out right to him. Pretty clean inning for him. And the 2-0 as Campbell hits the ball in the air the opposite way. Deep left center field. Router at the track, feeling for it, and it's gone. Off the visit, Mississippi sign. And the Shuckers retake the lead. It's 2-1 in the third. Welcome to Biloxi, Noah Campbell, his first home run in the 2022 season for Biloxi.
That's just a fastball down in the bottom part of the zone. Campbell gave it a ride, and again, we said the wind not really creating the jet stream tonight, but I think it pushed it a little, but that is a towering shot there by Campbell.
First pitch to Gabe Holt is a fastball at the knees, called strike. Well, it's not the wind that we saw in Pensacola, because a lot of the time, you know, down there at Blue Wahoo Stadium, it will be blowing out to left field. And the 0-1 on the inner half at 93. Called strike 0-2 quickly on the DH. You don't get a lot of that wind out to left field. It does only play 325. That was out near the 350 side, just the right of that. Roeder was out trying to field it. And the 0-2 in the dirt. Skips past Windham.
By the way, how do you like this for Campbell? First day after he turns 23, hits his first home run. Had a birthday yesterday.
Did see that on social media. Big shout out to our marketing team. Always on the prowl as the 1-2 is dribbled up the first base side. Well, Gabe Holt coming off a three-hit Sunday. Well, Sunday fun day for him at the ballpark. Gabe hitting 232 this season with 8 RBIs and 9 walks. And a 1-2 breaking ball chases after the dirt, blocked in front by Windham. He'll complete the strikeout by throwing it to first. And the first out of the third inning recorded. A good bounce back for Clark. So three strikeouts now for Clark, first time for the order. The Shuckers a 2-1 lead after the Campbell solo home run out into left center. As the lineup card flips over, Sal Frelich, the Brewers' number one prospect. Doubled and scored in the first on the left side of the ready Clark. First pitch, a little bouncer right side. Going to be a tough play. Mervis flips to first, and they get him by half a step. Well, not an easy play with Frelich's speed out of left-hander's batter's box, but quickly two gone here in the third.
That's where it's a combination of winning the foot race from the mound to first and then also making sure you have your feet underneath you at the bag. That's a really good cover by Clark.
Nobody on, two gone, and Felix Valerio after the first pitch fastball strikes it back to the netting for strike one. It helps with the right-hander Clark. Will fall off towards that first base side. That's where if it's a lefty, it gets even tougher. And you might think that would be a play that Frelick might beat out then. Really a game of inches. Almost every sport is. As the 0-1 down and away. 1-1 to Felix. Lined out to Strumpf at second base in the first. And he hit the ball right on the screws. Right at the chest of the second baseman. And the 1-1. Throw him a changeup. Finish at the knees for a called strike. And Valera's behind. 1-2. Is low with the fastball.
Did you say golf is a game of inches still? I think it's more a game of turns, like half turns of a golf ball. Or
well, there's even two. You miss a few yards as a 2-2 fastball outside. 3-2. You know, a few yards can put you in real trouble. You know, you miss your spot on the green.
I don't know if it's inches, though. That's the thing. I think it's either a smaller or a bigger measurement.
I think it's a yard. It's a game of yards.
Yards or millimeters if you're swinging the club.
3-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball in the outer half, and Valerio couldn't catch up. Four punch outs now for Clark. But Noah Campbell, his first home run with the Shuckers this season, gives Biloxi the lead on a solo blast. It's 2-1 after three. And the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Noah Campbell's solo home run in the bottom of third inning has given back the Shuckers a 2-1 lead in Biloxi on this Tuesday evening in the Magnolia State. Entering the top of the fourth inning, T.J. Shook facing the cleanup hitter Bryce Ball. And a first pitch, a tight cutter down and in. Is waved out and missed for strike one. Well, Ball, who walked in the first inning right before Luis Vasquez was caught stealing at third. Shook from the windup and the 0-1 as Ball pops it foul off the left side out onto the concourse of MGM Park. And the count quickly 0-2. Well, Shook has had a good response. A leadoff hit by pitch and double in the second. Led to the RBI ground out. And then a pair of strikeouts to end that frame as a fastball misses away. And a 1-2-3 third inning where he threw just 8 pitches. Two to Vasquez, one to Canario. And you can do the rest of the math. And 1-2 down and in as ball scoots off the inside corner. Trying to throw him a front side changeup. And the count even 2-2. Shuck working from the first base side of the rubber from the windup. Is down and in again. Tried that same pitch. All of a sudden, it's 4-3-2. Well, these are one of those at-bats where your credit price ball was behind. And now the 3-2 is a called third strike on the outside corner. I think he went back to that changeup again. This time, threw it on the outside corner. And now 5 strikeouts for the former Gamecock out of South Carolina. So one out, bags empty. Chase Strump, the second baseman, who was hit by a pitch. And a first pitch popped up behind us in the press box. Over towards I-110, it's nothing and one. On the off day, I was watching some more baseball. On MLB Network, they have the Mets and the Padres on in that first inning. As the 0-1 is bounced foul through base side. Blake Snell, I think, threw 40 pitches in that first inning, and they were having one of those kind of like Manning cast that they're trying out. Yep. CC Sabathia, I know, was in there, and a few other guys, and they were talking about the Mets and their approaches. As the 0-2 is swung on a miss, strike 3, a fastball up in the zone. Back-to-back strikeouts. That's now 6 for TJ. Well, they were talking about, you know, the Mets and their approach. There were multiple guys in that first inning. They scored 3 runs in that first that were behind 0-2, just like ball was, and worked it to 3-2. And that's what really rose up the pitch count. First pitch high and tight to Matt Mervis for ball one. Well, takes that resilience in the batter's box and really worked the count, especially against Blake Snell. As a 1-1 is pulled hard, foul down the first base side. Ricochets off the bullpen and back into right field. Now, Snell really has the stuff, but, you know, sometimes just doesn't know where it's going. He's got that nasty curveball. And the 1-1, Mervis hits it high in the air, deep right center field. Lutz at the track, and it's gone. Out towards the Bargs root beer. And Matt Mervis ties the ball game at 2, number 7 on the season for him. His 5th in his last 11 games.
Yeah, that is a shot out there. Deep right field, and 7 home runs in 18 games in Double A. He's already halfway to the cycle tonight.
2-for-2 night for him, like you said. As Shook comes back, first pitch, change up inside. Especially TJ, he was cruising. That was 7-8 men retired in a row. As a 1-0, pretty much the same pitch as a called strike this time in the inside corner. Now Mervis has had his number today. So far in the early goings, as a 1-1 is pulled on the ground and through the left side. Into left field, the base hit. And Jake Slaughter, the third baseman for the Smokies, is on. The 2-out single. So here come the Smokies' offense. After back-to-back strikeouts from T.J. Shook, a home run and a single. We're tied at 2, top of the 4th inning here at MGM Park. In Biloxi, Mississippi, right here on the Gulf. And off and running, first pitch is Slaughter. Is that struck well? Deep left center field. Frelick and Campbell meeting it. It's Frelick who calls off Noah. Makes the catch on the run in the alley for the final out of the 4th inning. 1 run on 2 hits and 1 man left on base. Matt Mervis solo home run out towards the root beer bottle in right center has tied the game at 2. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on June 11th as the first 1,000 fans receive a free Shuckers military theme hat presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Bottom of the fourth inning, all score at two after the Matt Mervis solo home run off of TJ Shook. Shuckers aiming to get that run back, and they have the part of the order to do it. 3-4-5, Jackson Reitz, the catcher, drove in the first run. And the first inning, now we'll climb in the right-handed batter's box against the righty, Chris Clark. And a first pitch is a breaking ball, called strike on the inner half. Well, after the leadoff double in the first inning, two batters later, Reitz bounced it through the right side. No big hole this time around as the 0-1 out in front of a breaking ball. It's quickly 0-2 on him. Reitz having one of his best offensive years in professional baseball. And the 0-2 as he pops it up. First base side, foul ground. It's Mervis jogging towards the track, makes the catch. And Reitz is put away. I'll switch it around of Ole Miss. Thomas Dillard grounded into a double play to end that first inning. Batting from the left side. Smokey's infield shifts. It towards the second base bag. And the first pitch he takes for a called strike. Vasquez is playing just to the left of our view. On the second base bag. And Slaughter, the third baseman, is playing squarely in the hole. One out, nobody on. 2-2 tie game in the fourth. And Dillard fans with the breaking ball down in the zone. It's quickly 0-2. We're talking Super Regionals. And Thomas Dillard, a happy man with his Ole Miss Rebels.
Cruising to a Super Regional.
Hell yeah. And the 0-2 fastball high and tight. Well, they were what, the Miami Coral Gables Regional? Or
yep. And they, I believe they won yesterday 22-6, I think was the final score. No drama.
That was against, yeah, Arizona and Southern Miss. You know, Hattiesburg only about an hour from her. That had some drama.
A lot of drama.
And the 1-2 is a breaking ball. Whipped down and miss for strike three. Fifth strikeout for Clark. Two gone on the fourth.
That was a great, yesterday was a great day to have a minor league off day.
Oh, yeah.
There was so much good. And the LSU-USM, we got three games out of that regional. And the last one was just absolutely spectacular. And now it gets even crazier coming up this weekend in Hattiesburg.
Here's Tristan Lutz, the right fielder. First pitch swinging off the edge of the bat, flied foul. Off the right side, and you know, seeing on Thomas Dillard's Instagram story, he and Tristan Lutz were taking in some USM baseball up in Hattiesburg yesterday, and well, they got a treat for sure. Well, that's what the ESPN announcers were saying yesterday with Sam Ravitch. And the 0-1 fastball outside, 1-1, and now they might have gone one of the best regionals to go to, if not, probably would have been that Texas State regional or out in Stanford.
Well, that ending was insane last night as well.
1-1. and lets a half-hearted swing as he goes through. Really got tied up that time on the fastball and on the hands. The count 1-2. Nobody on, two gone, bottom four. 2-2 tie game here in Biloxi. And the 1-2 is Lutz fouls the curveball off in his lower leg area.
Remember, Ole Miss and Southern Miss played twice this year. They met in Pearl at the M. Braves ballpark. That was a game that Southern Miss won 10-7. They met for another midweek game on a Wednesday back on the 11th, and Ole Miss won that one 4-1. It was in Hattiesburg.
1-2, and a fastball away. Also, USM beat Mississippi State up at Trustmark Park, too. So, really trying to put their stamp in saying, we own the Magnolia State this year.
That is great when all three teams are rocking and rolling.
2-2, and Lutz dribbles it up the third base side. Especially Mississippi State winning it last year, and Mississippi being well represented, possibly in Omaha, if one of these two teams can get there.
Meanwhile, the favorite from the Smokies area of the country, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Obviously, pretty easily into the super regional round as well.
2-2. As a breaking ball snaps low. The changeup that time. It's full of 3-2.
I think the most off-the-rails regional that I saw, though, would have been in Stillwater.
Yeah.
Everything that happened was next to nothing.
3-2. Called strike three. The fastball at the knees freezes Lutz. Six strikeouts for Clark, including two in this frame. Another 1-2-3 inning, his second tonight. After four, we're tied at two here in Biloxi. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Cole Roeder leads off the top of the fifth inning for the Tennessee Smokies. Tied 2-2 contest. TJ Shook back on the mound, and we're going to send it back to our starting pitcher, Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. He can't do that in baseball these days, as this is down low, a check swing, and no offer is the call from Roeder, who struck out looking his first time up. It was one of six strikeouts so far for the right-hander TJ Shook, who's now at 65 pitches. Here is offer 66, and it's a cutter on the outside edge to the left-handed hitter, and the count is now 1-1. Two runs on four hits, no errors for the Smokies. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the Shuckers. This is bounced on the ground over to second. Valerio scoops it up and throws to first. Roeder is retired. One gone, and Luis Vasquez will be the batter. We're talking about the NCAA Super Regional, or the regional action that wrapped up over the course of yesterday. And keeping up with it on Saturday and then Sunday. And of course, Oklahoma State ends up being eliminated in their own regional by Arkansas as this pitch misses low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. But that was such a roller coaster ride for Oklahoma State. They looked like they were going to be in the driver's seat. They obviously give up that 8-run inning to Arkansas. 1-0. This is muscled out into shallow left center field. Backing up on it, Devaney, and he will get underneath it. Frelick was in the area, but Devaney had a back pedal, settles underneath it. They're quickly two gone for Jonathan Peraza. But they give up that inning. They fall 20-12 against Arkansas, and then they turn around really only about 12 hours later, and they fall down 12-0 through three innings. Set and the first offer to Peraza. He's hacking through a curveball for a strike. It is 0-1. And from there, they end up winning both games. One against Missouri State as the 0-1. A breaking ball low and outside. It is 1-1. And they beat Arkansas to force a winner-take-all game yesterday. Razorbacks on to the Super Regional. 1-1. This is high and outside. Two balls and one strike. 9-2. Shuckers and Smokies here in the top of the fifth inning. Obviously, as we said, Shook and Campbell out of the University of South Carolina. 2-1. Outside. Three balls and one strike now to Peraza. Great baseball tradition there in South Carolina. Back-to-back national champions back at the beginning of this of the tens decade. This is foul off, and so the count now 3-2.
Yeah, Founders Park. Beautiful ballpark as well to take in a college baseball game. And you know, when they're playing well, those fans really show out.
Shook, readies to deal. And the payoff pitch inside, lost in ball four. So the second walk of the day for Shook, but it is the first one that actually stays on base because, remember, Ball drew a walk back in the first, but Vasquez was caught stealing. It's a two-bound free pass, and it brings up Canario.
You know what the best name in all of college baseball was during those that 2010 and 2011 South Carolina teams?
Let me know.
Guy by the name of Joey Pancake. All-name teamer.
That is an all-name team right there. Check on the runner and a dive back in by Peraza. Now, I can't claim that I kept up with college baseball a whole lot back then. What position did he play?
He was an outfielder.
That seems like it'd be a catcher as the pitch. And that is yanked down the left field line, but that's going to go foul. Canario was just out in front of it.
It was an infielder. Ended up being drafted in the seventh round by the Tigers in 14 and played through, looks like, 3 years. Played up in Connecticut, my pardon, for the Connecticut Tigers. Then switched to the North Sea Unicorns.
Yep.
The old New York Penn League.
Set in the 0-1. That is outside. One ball and one strike to Canario. You know, when they went to the Sea Unicorns, I just really felt like Norwich Narwhals was just right there. Just run with it.
Yeah.
Or is that a name that is untouchable? People aren't allowed to use. 1-1. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on. Throw down to second and the tag in time. As they get Peraza trying to steal second, Jackson Reitz throws out his second base runner of the night. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're halfway home in Biloxi. Tied at two between the Shuckers and the Smokies. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on June 7th to celebrate Schooner's birthday with an exclusive Schooner's Tea presented by Pine Belt Dermatology and Skin Cancer Center. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
One, two, three.
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna? I can't stand to see me walk out.
Bottom of the fifth inning, tied at two between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. Right-hander Chris Clark gets a swing and a miss on a breaking ball down low from Cam Devaney for a strike. It is 0-1. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the Shuckers. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Tennessee. Right-hander Clark's 0-1. And a breaking pitch on the inner edge for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Clark so far today has not walked a batter, and he has struck out six, including four of the last seven that he's faced. The set and the 0-2. And Devaney checks his swing on a low fastball. They appeal down to first, and Dylan Bradley rings up Devaney. Well, Cam with that flick of the wrist to try and hold up, but he obviously didn't. And he is called out on strikes. That's three straight strikeouts to Clark. Seven on the night. Clark now just one shy of his career high in strikeouts. He struck out eight back on August 31st of last season. First offer, and Coca skips this foul of the plate for a strike. It is 0-1. He's an over one today, bounced out to the pitcher his first time up. Well, Clark has been pretty economical in his deliveries tonight. That was just his 58th pitch of the night. 40 of them have been for strikes. As the next offer is low. The count, one ball and one strike to Coca. Well, worth mentioning, the Shuckers did make some roster moves today. One promotion, the right-hander Lucas Ersig promoted up to AAA. As this offer on the outer edge for a strike, it is 1-1. So Lucas getting to go back up to AAA, this time, though, as a pitcher. 1-2. And Coca hits this one on one firm hop. It's fielded by Strumpf. He'll set his feet and throw, and Coca is down by a step and a half as that took a skip up on Strumpf, but he handled it well. With two going, it's Noah Campbell. There's Ersig finishing off his time with the Shuckers on an 8 2/3 inning scoreless streak. Part of the reason that he was promoted up. Three corresponding roster moves with guys coming to Biloxi as a result. Set down the first offer to Campbell. And a breaking pitch is in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Campbell with a solo home run back in the third. At the time, it gave the Shuckers a 2-1 lead. Solo home run in the top of the fourth by Matt Mervis. Tied it back up. Next offer, curveball, low and outside. And the count is 1-1. Right-hander Zach Venero is back with the Shuckers. Coming back down from AAA, the 1-1. And that is low and inside. Two balls and one strike. Right-hander Kent Hassler is up to Biloxi, though he's technically down from AAA, but he was one of the relievers that was sent to try and fill out some of those spots from all the roster movement AAA was making up to the big league club. 2-1. And Campbell swings through this one at the bottom of the zone. It is 2-2. Two gone, bases empty, tied at two. Shuckers and Smokies here in the bottom of the fifth. Right-hander Chris Clark trying to finish off five strong. Long hold and the 2-2. And Campbell bounces this on the ground. It's gloved backhanded by Mervis, and he will jog to first and retire Campbell, three unassisted. So for Chris Clark, that is now nine consecutive batters retired since giving up the home run to Noah Campbell. We move on to the sixth, tied at two, Shuckers and Smokies, and Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Start of the sixth inning, tied at two, Shuckers and Smokies. First pitch from JT Henson on the ground, fielded deep in the hole by Devaney. His throw is high. Dillard comes down on the bag, even with the collision from Canario. And the center fielder is out, but he took the worst of that collision at first base and is a little shaken up after he goes into Thomas Dillard on the throw that was a little high, and so Dillard, when he came down, was right on top of the bag. And so you certainly hope that he is all right after colliding at first base. The runner is out, so they're going to double check to make sure and take him off the field. Get another look at it here on MILB.TV. Good job by Devaney. His throw was high as he was going so quickly, and Dillard did get back down on the bag, but then he got right into the path, and unfortunately, I think what happened there is Canario's face went right into Dillard's shoulder, and so that's why he had the towel brought out for him, but he's walking off the field under his own power.
Good to see that. That's always a scary sight, especially when he's trying to reach for. Luckily, he didn't lunge for the first base bag, and that's usually where it gets a little scary.
So one gone, and Bryce Ball, the left-handed hitter, up. On the first pitch, that is muscled. Devaney started back quickly and now strides in a couple of steps and makes the easy catch. Two gone, and let's see if we can introduce JT Henson before he's done with this sixth inning, as TJ Shook is done after five.
He wants to get back to the dugout already. He's 3-3 on the season, though, in his 16th appearance. ERA just under 5 at 4.95. Even 20 innings pitched this season, punched out 16, walked 9. Hitter is hitting a 265 off of him this season.
So two gone, and Chase Strumpf the batter. And the first offer fastball, inner edge for a called strike, 0-1. Well, TJ Shook has now started four games for Biloxi, and three times it has been JT that has been the first reliever that has followed him. The 0-1, and a breaking ball low. One ball and one strike to Strumpf. Strumpf came in and scored back in the second when he was hit by a pitch. Mervis doubled, and then Slaughter had an RBI ground out. Kick and the 1-1. And a breaking ball low and outside. Two balls and one strike to Strumpf. So the final line in the ball game for Shook. Five innings, two runs, both earned, four hits, two walks, six strikeouts. Set and the 2-1. And that's low and outside, trying to get Strumpf to chase, and the right-hander will not. Count three balls and a strike. So Shook pushes his ERA down by 6-0 on the season now. Really just trying to recover from that one outing against Montgomery. 3-1, just missed the bottom of the zone. And so after throwing strike one to Strumpf, it's in four straight balls. And the second baseman for Tennessee is on, and it brings up Matt Mervis, who's 2-for-2 tonight. A double and a home run. Tied at two, Shuckers and Smokies here in the top of the sixth inning. JT Henson, the right-hander from the third base side of the slab. Sends in the pitch. That is on the outside edge for a strike to the left-handed hitter. It is 0-1. It's encouraging for Shook. Back-to-back pretty good outings. Tonight, 78 pitches, 46 of them strikes. Set in the 0-1. And this is looped on the infield. Left side coming on. Coca calls for it. And he will settle underneath and make the grab. Smack of the glove from Henson as he gives up a two-out walk, but nothing else in the top of the sixth inning. Sends us on to the home half of the sixth. Shuckers and Smokies tied at two. On the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, tied at two between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. 9-1-2, Holt, Frelick, Valerio, two lefties and a righty against the right hitter Chris Clark out for the sixth. And the first offer at Holt skips it out to short. Picked up on the third hop by Vasquez, sets his feet and throws, and Holt is retired on one pitch. One gone, that is now 10 straight retired by Clark, including five of them via strikeout. As the lineup flips back over to Sal Freeland. Well, Clark now at 67 pitches on the night. 46 of them have been for strikes. No one is warming up in the bullpen for Tennessee right now. Again, with the way Clark has been in control, why would you? Set on the first offer, and Freelick smacks this out towards the left field gap, slicing away from Canario. He's not going to get to it. It ricochets off his glove and goes out to the wall. Freelick, he would have been at second anyway, but he's in there standing with a double. Second two-bagger of the night for Freelick. Fifth of the season, and immediately the Shuckers have the go-ahead run in scoring position.
Well, he has been the game changer they have need. You know, without that double in the first, they need to start things off. They'll be trailing right now. And something just clicking on Sunday for him, getting a double and a home run, his first two at-bats. And all of a sudden, here he is today, another multi-hit game for him.
And nothing but extra bases as of late for Sal Frelick. First offer to Felix Valerio, tall strike, 0-1. Don't think that faithful here at MGM Park were a big fan of that from Jonathan Kilreath. Right-hander Clark looks back to second at Frelick. Another peek and the 0-1. And that nearly hits him as Valerio steps back from a curveball. Well, the count is one ball and one strike to Felix. Valerio lined out sharply back in the first inning, hit it right at the second baseman Strumpf. Strikeout victim in the third, went down swinging on a fastball. 1-1 on Valerio to a knee as he whiffs through a fastball. It is 1-2. Last roster move for the Shuckers today. Left-hander Brandon Kinnear added to the roster up from Wisconsin. He will start tomorrow for Biloxi. 1-2. And Valerio yanks this down the third baseline, the foul. Just down in front of a breaking ball. So the count, a ball and two strikes still to Felix. Very exciting. Kinnear, one of the better strikeout specialists in the Brewers organization. Put together great numbers at high A. Excited to see him debut tomorrow. Set and the 1-2. And Valerio skips this up the ground. It dies, and it'll be picked up by the third baseman, Slaughter. Freelich will have to hold, but that is a swinging bunt. And now Michael Ryan's going to come out. I'm wondering if he's arguing if maybe either Valerio hit it twice or if he maybe made contact with it on his way out of the box, so the umpiring crew will come together.
Yeah, it looked pretty awkward when he after he swung at it. That's what makes me think. I don't know, or even if he just hit him in the batter's box as well. But obviously, if he was out and hit him, that would be an out. But he'll take any hit the way you can get him if you're Felix Valerio.
Well, again, umpires here in the minor leagues, no benefit of replay, so they just have to go with what they saw in real time. Umpires come together, and so Josh Gilreath will deliver whatever the decision is to Michael Ryan, the manager, and obviously not whatever Ryan wanted to hear, as Valerio is staying put at first base, so it will be an infield single for Felix. And a ball that pretty much died not very long after it left the bat. We're a full swing. And so runners at first and second and one gone in Jackson Reitz batting. Last time he came up with a man in scoring position was in the first. He drove in Sal Freelich, who's right there at second. Tied at two, Shuckers and Smokies here in the home half of the sixth. The first offer, Reitz checks his swing on an outside breaker. And it is ball one. Reitz now with 28 RBIs on the year. And for two tonight, average 303 for the season. And with that, the Smokies do have some right-handed action in their pen. Set and the 1-0. And Reitz takes down low, and it is a balk. Well, that's kind of the same results either way. The pitch got by the catcher window. And so the runners would have advanced on a wild pitch anyway. But I didn't see where the balk was.
I don't know if he just didn't come to a set or not. It was pretty quick motion and delivery towards home.
Pretty sure that's why Windham didn't make more of an effort to stay in front of the ball either. No need to on a balk. But the infield draws in now. Runners on second and third. The 1-0. And a curveball misses inside. Two balls and no strikes to Reitz. Good speed on the bases. Freelich at third. Valerio at second. Infield drawn in. A 2-0. And Reitz weaves over a curveball. In time, Clark located it well. Pretty much at the bottom of the zone when it finished. And the count is 2-1 now to Jackson.
Well, especially dropping a curveball behind 2-0. That's when you got some stuff working.
Right-hander the 2-1. And a breaking ball is bounced foul up the third base side. So the count evens up at 2-2 to Reitz. Outfield plays straight away. Perlaza is a few steps in, out in right. Center fielder Canario is relatively deep, and he is shaded about two steps towards right field. Reitz in from the right side with a 2-2 count and 2 men in scoring position. The pitch, and he swings and misses for a strikeout. It's scooped up, and the throw down to first completes the K. And that's 8 strikeouts from Chris Clark to tie his career high.
Well, a huge strikeout as well to pick up that important second out, so the infield can move back now. just a few nasty breaking balls, and that one was probably the best one. Down and away, and a lot of hitters in this league will chase after that.
Eight strikeouts, obviously a new career high at Double-A for the right-hander Clark. And here's the first offer to Dillard. It takes a back foot breaking ball for a ball. It is 1-0. Thomas 0 for 2 tonight. Hit into a double play that ended the first inning, and then he struck out his last time up in the fourth. That's swinging on what looked like a curveball from the right-hander Clark. The one ball offer. And Hillard shoots this down the left field line, foul. Ricochets off the seat and back into shallow left field. They count 1-1 to Thomas. Frelick with a one-out double. Valerio followed with an infield single and a balk, moved them to second and third. Right-hander Clark is 1-1, and Dillard watches a breaking ball miss inside. Two balls and one strike. Dillard, obviously, with a great eye, had one of the best on-base percentages in the Brewers organization last year, tied for the Southern League lead in walks coming into tonight. He's got 33 free passes. Tristan Lutz waiting on deck. Chuckers trying to break a 2-2 tie in the sixth. The 2-1. Inside nearly hit him, and what a stab by Windham. Wow. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And with that, Windham's going to go out and have a quick word with his pitcher, Clark. As he does, let's go ahead and take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park, series opener between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday night alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Sal Frelick at third, Felix Valerio at second. Left-handed hitting Thomas Dillard against the right-hander Chris Clark in a 3-1 count. And here's the offer. And a breaking ball is outside. It's ball four. The base is now loaded, and Tristan Lutz, the hitter, and that is going to be the end of the night for the right-hander Chris Clark. So he ties a career high with 8 strikeouts, but his first walk of the night loads up the bases, and he will depart responsible for all 3 runners on. We'll introduce you to the new hurler coming up on the other side, square of 2 Shuckers and Smokies on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Pitching change for the Smokies here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two outs, but the bases loaded, and the new hurler is the right-hander Blake Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney, native of Sharpsburg, Georgia, selected in the 24th round of the 2018 draft by the Cubs out of South Carolina Upstate, making his 14th appearance in Smokies this season. 2-2 record, 32 2/3 innings worked, 42 strikeouts, has walked just 8. Opponents hitting 207 off of him.
So here's Lutz from the right side on the first pitch, and Tristan swings over a fast falling changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. The day is over for Clark, but he is responsible for all three runners on sound. Frelick at third, Felix Valerio at second, Thomas Dillard at first. The 0-1. And Lutz, another swing and a miss on a changeup, and it's 0-2. Tristan 0-2 tonight. Couple of strikeouts, both of them looking, both of them on fastballs. And the right-hander Clark. Sugar's trying to break the deadlock here. Right-hander Whitney bent over deep at the waist, dangling the arm down. Now comes set. The 0-2. And he threw him three straight changeups and strikes out Lutz. So the Shuckers load them up but leave them full in the bottom of the sixth. We go on to the seventh. Tied at 2. Shuckers and Smokies. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Seventh inning, tied at 2, Shuckers and Smokies. Second inning for JT Henson. And to take you through the seventh inning, here is Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Jake Slaughter, the third baseman out of LSU, stands in the right side against the right-hander from Greenwich, Connecticut, and JT Henson. Right-hander kicks out, first pitch is a changeup. Anthony's called strike. Slaughter 1-for-2 today. Singled in the fourth. RBI ground out at the second inning. Score the Smokies' first run. And the 0-1 is on the inside corner. And Slaughter not a big fan of that call. From Hopewood umpire Josh Gilreath. Looked a little inside. It's quickly 0-2 on Slaughter. And the pitch as he fights it off over our heads of the press box towards I-110, interstate runs just along the first base suite level. The 0-2, and Slaughter just gets a piece of it again. Fouls off the concrete. Back towards Jackson Reitz. Oh, Shuckers left him loaded. Last half inning. As Blake Whitney came in and struck out Lutz, the one batter. Only man he had a face. 0-2 again. And again, a shot foul. First base side over everything. Now, Shucker is aiming to start off on the right foot of this series. And they have suffered three straight walk-off losses. And the 0-2 has fought back to the screen again. Good battle here between these two. Now, three straight foul balls from Slaughter. Again, the 0-2. And Slaughter fisted down the right field side, but will hook into the first row. Just past the Shuckers bullpen. Again, top of the seventh inning. Shuckers 2, Smokies 2. This will be the seventh pitch of the AB. And the 0-2 is a changeup low. And Slaughter lays off. One, two. And Slaughter bloops it down the right field side, and it'll hook foul. Into the bullpen again. Well, this is something that the Shuckers saw a little bit in Mississippi up in Pearl. Forgot who the batter was. It might have been Jariel Gonzalez. He kept pulling baseballs down the right field line, so Tristan Lutz, the right fielder, was maybe about 10 yards. He played so close to the right field line then. And a 1-2 is flown in the air towards the right field line. Into foul ground goes. Lutz makes the catch on the run right as he enters the bullpen. For the first out. See if Lutz positioned himself there, open a shorter run like he did in Pearl. But Slaughter's finally put away on the 10th pitch of the at-bat. So one out now, the catcher, Bryce Windham. Stands in from the left side against the righty Henson as it goes the opposite way, but foul in the air for strike one. Now, Garrett mentioned about the strong prowess of Windham behind home plate, somebody who has only really converted to catcher full-time only recently in the Cubs organization. And the 0-1 is a fastball on the outer plate for a call strike going to. Played his college baseball down in Norfolk, Virginia, and at Old Dominion University. Conference USA, and the 0-2 fastball away, and it's 1-2. 2018 was mostly a shortstop and second base, started 43 games at shortstop. 2019, pretty much the same, did play 22 games at catcher, was actually a third baseman more, as Windham punches it foul over the netting. And then he was selected in the 32nd round of the 2019 draft by the Cubs. That's where he really started playing a catcher in the Arizona League. 22 of his 26 appearances were behind home plate. A 1-2 little number right to Kokamp. 30 charges and throws across the diamond and puts him away for the second out. The long story short, since 2019 with the Cubs, Windham has been a catcher, especially every appearance this season for the Smokies. So two gone for the left fielder, Cole Royer, 0-2 tonight. And a left-hitting outfielder against the rowdy pitcher in Henson. As first pitch breaking ball slipped out of the hands, missed high for ball one. Royer struck out looking in the second against T.J. Shook. And then bounced out to Valeria at second in the fifth. This time the breaking ball finds the zone. And the count evens, one ball, one strike. Near the top of the seventh inning, bags empty. Two gone, 2-2 tie game. And the 1-1, Roederer pops it up. Right side of the diamond, Diller, the first baseman, charges in. And wheels to his right towards the pitcher's mound for the final out of the frame. J.T. Hansen's retired 6-7 he has faced. It's stretch time here in Biloxi at MGM Park. 2-2 tie score between the Shuckers and the Smokies, as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom half of the seventh inning here at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. We've got a good game tonight on this Tuesday evening, beginning of June. Thomason's Relic, Eric Green, shortstop. Cam Devaney will start things off on the right side. First pitch to the right-hander, and a misses outside of the changeup for ball one. There's Blake Whitney back on the mound. Needed just three pitches on them for strikes. Strikeout Tristan Lutz, and lead the bases loaded. As a 1-0 is sky to the air, dead center field. Alexander Canario charges in, makes the grab, and shallow outfield. One away. So Yason Koka, the next batter. Campbell to follow him. 6-7-8 in the order for the Shuckers in this frame. Well, Biloxi has played plenty of close contest this season. That has been their one MO. Matter of closing it out. First pitch is chopped right side in the hole. Strump is there. Wide throw, and it pulls Mervis off the bag. So that is going to be an E4 on Strump. His sixth error of the season. And the Shuckers have a runner.
And that's tough right there, because I think, honestly, the amount of time that Strumpf had was the problem, because he got it, and then he had to sit and wait for Mervis to get to the bag, and then he just kind of pulled the throw a little bit. And now Matt Neal's going to come out and have a look at Noah Campbell.
I must have saw something.
I don't know what that's about.
He came running out. I was looking down and had my book, and then they might take Campbell out of this game.
Well, that's not good. And not entirely sure.
Mike Guerrero pulls out the lineup card in front of Josh Gilreath. A few bench options to play with here. Terrence Dawson, the other outfielder.
That's going to be who's going to fill in this spot.
So it will be Terrence Dawson. We'll grab a bat and pinch hit here. Also, will probably be slotted in the left field. So Dawson quickly, usually sometimes, it's always you scheduled and then get a few swings in. Now, this is really coming off cold off the bench if you're Terrence Dawson, trying to limber around and give him some time as he steps in the left side. Runner at first, one out, bottom seven, 2-2 tie game. Koka off and running, and Windham fumbles the baseball. He can't get a throw down a second, and Koka has it.
Well, a good job there by Koka. He reaches on the error and takes advantage of that spot, and probably not thinking about him too much, thinking about a new batter, and he's been able to slide in without a throw.
Just the way that Windham caught it, I got him crossed. As a fastball downstairs, 2-0. So the go-ahead runs at second base. One out here in the seventh. And the 2-0 as Dawson hits it in the air, left center. Canario has it lined up, makes the catch. Forces Koka back to the bag. Second out. Well, the bottom of the order. And the last series or two have really been able to produce. Think of what Gabe Holt did on Sunday with those three hits. He's hitless tonight, though, for two. Strikeout on the third, ground out of the sixth. You definitely want to try to at least get to Sal Frelick, who's on deck. A breaking ball drops in for a called strike on the other half. Sal, who's on deck, a pair of doubles today, two for three. So Holt could just find a way on. Two outs in the inning now. Now, Winnie looking into his cap may have some scouting reports up there. And the 0-1 is a fastball at the knees. 94 from Whitney. And it's quickly 0-2 on Gabe. Their team has scored a run since the fourth inning. A fastball that bounces before home plate. Luckily recovered by Windham as he slid to his right. And pushing in front of home plate. It's really been a checkerboard in terms of scoring tonight. The Shuckers scoring one in the first, and then Smokies one in the second. Shuckers took the lead on the home run from Campbell in the third, and Smokies tied it in the top of the fourth. And the 1-2 Holt tops it right to the pitcher in Whitney, who gloves it. Underhand toss to first, and the Shucker is put away here in the seventh inning. No runs on no hits, one error, and a man left at second. Seven innings in the books in Biloxi at MGM Park. Shuckers 2, Smokies 2. We move on to the eighth inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Heading to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport. 5 minutes north of I-10.
Top of the eighth inning, Shuckers and Smokies tied in a 2-2 stalemate. On for his Shuckers debut here in 2022, it is Ken Hassler to tell you all about him and take you the rest of the way home. Here is Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Here is Hassler's first pitch, and a breaking ball just misses down low for a ball. It is 1-0 to Vasquez. Well, Hassler, the 5'10", 205-pound right-hander, 26 years old. 1-0, another breaking ball, low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. This year with High A Wisconsin, Hassler 3-0 with a 2.04 ERA in 14 games. 2-0, and a fastball's hit in the air. Left field, Dawson going back on it. No chance, over the fence and gone for Luis Vasquez. His fourth home run of the year. It's a leadoff shot to begin the eighth, and just like that, the Smokies are in front 3-2 here in the eighth.
Well, it has been the day of the home run ball for the Smokies. Now, Mervis had that game-tying blast in the fourth inning, and now Luis Vasquez puts the Smokies ahead. Their first lead tonight, and that really has been the story for the Shuckers this season.
So now with the bases still empty and no one gone, here's the first offer, and it's high for Reitz. As it pops out of his glove for a ball to Perlaza, it's 1-0. Noah Campbell was in the dugout for a second more, but he is just going back to the clubhouse with athletic trainer Matt Deal as the 1-0. High and outside, two balls in, no strikes. So hopefully we'll get some kind of update on that. Terrence Dostin is in out in left field in his place. He hit for him there. An easy one-for-one swap. Set down the 2-0. And this is hit towards second. Valerio leaps, but it's past him and into right center field. Perlaza around first, but Frelick quickly to it will toss into Devaney at second. There's back-to-back hits off of Ken Hassler to get things going here in the eighth as Canario comes to bat. And with that, Reitz is going to go out and have a quick word with Hassler. Whereas people have been asking repeatedly for an update on Joey Weimer, and the answer is still the same it's been all week. We don't have an update. There's not been anything told to us by the training staff or by the coaching staff. Weimer is in the dugout tonight, as he's been every night. Still on the active roster, so we will find out. But I know there has been a clamoring among fans asking where Joey Weimer is. He's right there in the dugout. So here's Canario, and before that, a toss over to first and a check on Perlaza. He was caught stealing earlier tonight. That was in the fifth inning. He was thrown out to end the fifth. That was the end of the night for the right-hander T.J. Shook. Five innings, two runs, four hits, two walks, and six strikeouts tonight. Hassler, the offer. Runner goes, pitches high, throw down to second, and the swipe tag in time. They got him again. Jackson Reitz has thrown out three attempted base stealers tonight, including Perlaza twice.
He just said second time that Perlaza's been caught by Reitz. It's been something to watch, especially with the pitch clock and the throw-over limit. You don't really see too many base runners caught stealing anymore.
I think the numbers this year, as the 1-0 from Hassler, swung on a miss, really good depth on a breaking ball there. It's 1-1. But really, with that, caught stealing numbers across minor league baseball, without taking an official look at them, but I believe that they are down all across the league. Set and the 1-1. And a half-hearted swing and a miss as Canario goes through. And the count is now 1-2. And I think that first out, Hassler is pitching with a lot more confidence out there. Went to college not too far away from here in Ruston at Louisiana Tech. As he gets a swing and a miss, and there's his first double-A strikeout. Canario down swinging at a breaking ball. Second out in the inning. With two gone, Bryce Ball is the batter. The send by Hassler in the offer. This is skipped on the ground out into right field, a base hit. Sharply struck ball by Bryce Ball. Second time he's been on tonight, first hit. Brings up Chase Strumpf, the second baseman. Two gone here in the top of the eighth. Tennessee Smokies have taken the lead on a solo home run by Luis Vasquez, his fourth of the year. Due up for the Shuckers in the bottom of this inning. It'll be Frelick, Valerio, and Reitz. Hassler the offer. And a rip and a miss by Strumpf at a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 0-1. Hassler did technically come down from AAA to come to Biloxi, but really this is a promotion to this spot for him. He was part of the shuttling of relievers to make up for all of the promotions up to the Major League club as the 0-1. Swung on and missed. It's 0-2. It did make one appearance up at AAA in Nashville through an inning, gave up a run on two hits, and struck out one. Man on first is Ball. Right-hander Hassler ahead, 0-2 in the count. Set in the 0-2. That is low. Flinched by Strumpf. He thought about offering at that breaking ball, but instead it is 1-2. Strumpf was hit by a pitch in the second, came in and scored on a ground out by Slaughter after a double by Mervis, who waits on deck. Set on the 1-2, and a breaking ball is popped up back of home. Reitz tosses the mask, and that one's on the roof over our heads. And so the count, ball and two strikes still. Well, whatever ailment was bothering Noah Campbell, it looks like he has come back out from the clubhouse, and he's on the top rail now. So encouraging sign, but out of this game tonight. Set in the 1-2. And another breaking ball low and outside. So the count, two balls and two strikes to Strumpf. Right-hander Hassler, the 2-2. That's fouled off right at the plate. The breaking ball, and Strumpf was right on top of it. Well, Hassler, after he finished up at Louisiana Tech, didn't get any offers from any affiliated clubs, so he pitched in independent baseball in 2018, 2019, and 2020. Lake Erie in the Frontier League in 2018 and 2019 is the 2-2. And a breaking ball off the plate. Wow. Well, that was a really good pitch on the outer edge. And instead it is a ball, so the count has now run full to Strumpf. Really, the breakout year for Hassler was in 2019 with Erie, where he had a 2.01 ERA. 3-2. Outside ball four. Two pretty appetizing pitches, but Strumpf holds off. He's been on base three times tonight. His insurance run moves into scoring position and brings up Mervis, who has been dangerous tonight. And with that, Childs is going to come out. I have a quick word with Hassler. Well, but Hassler in 2019, 7-4 in 38 relief appearances with a 2.01 ERA. Seven saves, 67 innings. He struck out 89 batters. But still no offers, so he pitched for Winnipeg in the American Association in 2020. But remember, that summer, because of COVID restrictions, Winnipeg could not play at home because they couldn't pass over the Canadian border and back to play in the rest of the American Association, which includes teams all the way from North Dakota, down through Iowa, and stretches into Kansas City, and all the way down to Cleburne, Texas. So instead, the Goldeyes played some of their season in Jackson, Tennessee. But now it's Mervis and the first offer, and Mervis ropes this one past Dillard down the right field line. Rounding third and coming in to score is Ball. They're going to give the wave around to Strumpf. He's coming to the plate. Here's the throw. It is not in time. And advancing on the back end to third is Mervis. He's driven in two more. And the Smokies have charged in front 5-2 here in the eighth. So a double and then an advancement by Mervis. His second double of the night. And a shot by the first baseman. They got all the way down into the right field corner.
Well, there it is. Just those later innings are crushers. You mentioned Mervis, a dangerous hitter. Seen the ball well tonight. Jumps on the first pitch.
Now with Slaughter and the first offer to him. This is for a ball 1-0. And for Hassler, he was just barely away from getting Strumpf looking. Getting out of this inning as the pitch that is lifted in the air right side but foul. The count is 1-1 now to Slaughter. So three runs have come in and scored for the Smokies here in the eighth. And now lead it 5-2. No action out in their bullpen, so we'll see if Whitney is back out for a second full inning of work. 1-1 fastball at 90 is off the dish. The count, two balls and a strike to Slaughter. Slaughter had the RBI ground out in the second that tied the game at one. Had a single in the fourth, and he fouled out to lead off the seventh. 2-1 hits this way in the air. Dawson backing up on it, well in front of the warning track. He strides to his left, settles underneath it, and makes the catch for the out. But the Smokies strike for 3 runs on the homer, a single, a walk, and a 2 RBI double by Matt Mervis. And sends us on to the bottom of the 8th. Shuckers now trailing it 5-2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on June 10th for Fireworks Friday and celebrate Saints Hall of Fame weekend as the Shuckers take on the Tennessee Smokies. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning Zorko walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed.
Bottom of the 8th inning, Shuckers now with some work to do, trailing the Tennessee Smokies 5-2. Top of the order due up here, it'll be Sal Frelick, Felix Valerio, and Jackson Reitz. And the right-hander Blake Whitney out for a second full inning of work. The first offer in a breaking ball is high to Frelick. It is 1-0. Shuckers took a 1-0 lead in the first after a double by Frelick and an RBI single by Jackson Reitz. Set and the 1-0. And Frelick watches a breaking pitch miss inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Tennessee tied it in the second with an RBI ground out. Shuckers retook the lead in the third on a solo home run by Noah Campbell. Set and the 2-0. Way outside, 3 balls and no strikes. Tennessee tied it in the fourth on a solo home run by Mervis, his 7th of the year. Shuckers really had their best chance to score again in the 6th. Set the 3-0. And that is on the outside edge for a strike, 3-1. Looked in all the way. That was when Frelick doubled, Valerio singled. And with 2 outs, Thomas Dillard drew a walk to load up the bases. 3-1. And that is on the inner edge for a strike, 3-2. And Frelick, none too thrilled about that call. Right-hander Whitney, straight up and down, the 3-2. And a breaking ball is low and inside for ball 4. So Frelick is on for the third time tonight. Just the second walk issued by Smokies pitching tonight. Lead-off man on for Felix Valerio. We'll see if this is the start of a rally for the Shuckers.
I was going to say, this is the top of the order. Obviously not because of the top, because Sal, the way he's been able to get on, that's the perfect guy you want to lead off.
Offer to Valerio, and a fastball downstairs, 1-0. I was going to say, Thomas, you know, it's so hard. I've had to bite my tongue a couple of times tonight to not say Imbraves, Biscuits, or Wahoos. As the 1-0, and this is fouled off by Valerio, it's 1-1. And I'm sure Mick Gillespie in the next booth over is fighting the same battle. And this is game number 52 of the year for Tennessee. It's game number 50 for Biloxi. And this is the first time that either of these teams is seeing a second opponent from the opposite division. 1-1, dart of a fastball, 92, inner edge. It is 1-2. Shuckers, of course, had their 2 series against the Birmingham Barons. Meanwhile, Tennessee has played 2 series against Montgomery, and that's been it. Otherwise, it has been Birmingham, Rocket City, and As the 1-2 is hit in the air, but out into shallow left field. Vasquez backing up on it. As it measured, it makes a two-handed squeeze above his head for the out. And Valerio pops out, one gone, as Jackson Reitz comes to bat. Nothing but Chattanooga, Rocket City, and Birmingham for Tennessee.
That's why it's going to be strange when we go to Chattanooga next week, and we're going to have to say the lookouts, which for you, what the, we didn't play the lookouts last year.
First time the Shuckers will play Chattanooga since July of 2019. First offer on the way to Reitz, and a fastball is low, 1-0. And the first time we'll have been to Chattanooga since the last week of April in 2019. Set and the 1-0. And a breaking ball, letter high for a strike, 1-1.
World was a much different place in April of 2019.
Well, the right. Shuckers surprisingly finished off April of 2019 one game below 500. They were 12-13. Set in the 1-1. And Reitz hits this high in the air, right field. Coming over is Perlaza. Shallow right. Wind will blow it down to him and off his left shoulder. With the red glove, he'll make the one-handed grab. That's a big league fly, but caught out in right field. Two gone, and Thomas Dillard the batter, with the Shuckers trailing at 5-2 here in the home half of the eighth.
It's a big league wind as well. The flag's really gusting in from right field.
You're going to have to hit it through the teeth of the breeze to get it over onto the right field berm. As Dillard aiming for it, fouls this straight back for a strike. It is 0-1. The Shuckers would ultimately go on and win 82 games, breaking their franchise record 81 wins that they had in 2018. Set in the 0-1. And a swing and a miss down to an E by Dillard. It's 0-2. That season in the second half, Biloxi would go on the road in August, and they would sweep Tennessee in a five-game series. A couple of extra inning games up there. The highlight that always stood out to me was Nico Horner in that series. He only had a couple of hits, but hit several right on the barrel. 0-2 breaking ball off the plate. 1-2 to Dillard. However, in a six-game series with, I believe, a five-game series with two games going extra innings, Horner didn't strike out once. That's when you knew he probably had something going. Throw over to first and a dive back in by Freeland. I mean, to not strike out at all.
Yeah, that's incredible.
When he got to the big leagues, and all he did was hit home runs when he got there in late 2019. Set in the 1-2, and Dillard fights this off foul. Well, speaking of former Tennessee Smokies, just this season, Nelson Velasquez, for Smokies faithful who might be tuning in. Here in Biloxi, we were shocked to see that Velasquez was back with Double A to begin the season. Well, he ripped it up at Double A and is up with the I-Cubs. He's hit two home runs tonight. 1-2 is low and in the dirt. Freelich was going before the offer, and so he slides into second with a stolen base. Perfect pitch to run on there for Freelich as he's in with the steal and he's in scoring position.
Well, Velasquez, too, when the Brewers are playing in Wrigley about, 2 weeks ago, Velasquez made a start for the big league Cubs.
Christopher Morel has been up there this year. Set and the 2-2. And Dillard strikes out, swinging 94-mile-an-hour fastball. So the leadoff walk, but nothing else for the Shuckers in the eighth. That sends us to the ninth. Shuckers trailing at 5-2. And the Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Start of the ninth inning at MGM Park. Tennessee Smokies leading the Biloxi Shuckers 5-2. Leading it off is the left-handed hitting catcher Bryce Windham. He takes a first pitch breaker for a ball. It is 1-0. Five runs, eight hits, one error for the Smokies. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Biloxi. Set down the 1-0. A breaking pitch at the knees for a strike. It is 1-1. So far tonight, Windham 0-3, a strikeout in the second, a flyout to center in the fourth, and a ground out back in the seventh. Hassler out for his second inning of work, the righty the 1-1. And this is lifted in the air, out to left field. Long run for Dawson, towards the corner, in fair territory. He reaches up and stops himself on the track and makes the grab for the out. Well, there's the speed for Terrence Dawson as he chases it down, one gone.
Yeah, Baseball America saying he had one of the best attributes was his speed in the draft. The Brewers selected Dable Hamilton another, and there it is, as you said, on full display. Ball slicing away from him towards the corner. Ends up chasing it down.
So one gone, and the first offer bounced back to Hassler. Shows it to Dillard, underhands it to him. And Cole Roederer is retired just as soon as we can say his name. Two gone, and the lineup card flips back over to Luis Vasquez. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, it'll be Tristan Lutz, Cam Devaney, and Yasin Koka. They're 3-2 up for Biloxi here. Worth noting, Joey Weimer in the dugout, but a hoodie on tonight. So I don't think he would be available for a pinch hit appearance. Set on the first offer, and Vasquez takes a pitch over for a strike, 0-1. Vasquez broke the tie an inning ago with a leadoff home run in the eighth. They set the 0-1, and this is looped out to left field, backing up on it, and Dustin is there well in front of the 350 sign to bring it in, and Hassler bounces back with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. That sends us to the bottom of the ninth. Shuckers have been walked off in their last three games. Maybe it's time for them to return the favor. Trailing at 5-2 as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on June 11th as the first 1,000 fans receive a free Shuckers military-themed hat presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Tennessee Smokies 5-2. New hurler into the ballgame. It'll be the southpaw, Bailey Horn, for the ninth for the Smokies.
Now Horn, 24 years old, originally drafted by the White Sox in the fifth round of the 2020 draft out of Auburn University, out in Alabama. Acquired in the Ryan Tepera trade, was lights out at South Bend this season, high for the Cubs, 10 scoreless innings and 5 appearances.
So he comes on, and Tristan Lutz bounces the first pitch foul for a strike. It is 0-1.
Appearing in his fourth game for the Smokies, 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA.
Lefty, the 0-1 to Lutz. And he checks his swing on an inside pitch and finds it off foul. The count is 0-2. Tristan 0-3 tonight. Struck out all three times, twice looking against the right hitter Chris Clark, who tied a career high with 8 strikeouts over 5 2/3 innings tonight. The set down the 0-2, and Lutz watches a breaking ball low. And the count is a ball and 2 strikes. Tristan then hit with the bases loaded in the 6th inning and 2 gone. Struck out against Blake Whitney. The kick out, the 1-2, and that's over for a called 3rd strike with a slider. One gone and Cam Devaney the batter. Well, for Horn, he is going for his first career save. Has one hold in his previous 29 appearances in his minor league career. And when he was at Auburn in 2018 and 2019, he did not record a save there either. First offer, letter high strike to Devaney, 0-1. Of course, only made 4 appearances in 2020 with Auburn, and he was a starter for those. 0-1. And that is fouled off by Devaney. The count is 0-2 very quickly to Cam. You know, I think it's going to end up being a pretty big badge of honor if your bio reads drafted in the 2020 draft.
Yeah.
The 0-2. And that is low with a slider. Same kind of pitch that he threw to Lutz, but this one was well downstairs. 1-2 to Cam, who's 0-3 tonight. As well, Shuckers has 2 runs on 5 hits. One of them a solo homer by Noah Campbell. Lefty Horn shakes off a couple of pitches, and the 1-2, and that is shot the opposite way into right field. A base hit for Cam Devaney. So that's a good way to get the rally going for Biloxi here. Opposite field poke for the shortstop.
I remember too, Cam had that 12-game on base streak snap. Well, since it was, he's up to 8 games since then. It was snap. And just continue to find ways on and really seeing the ball well in 2022.
All right, quick math. That's 20 out of 21 games, right? 12 and 8 is 20.
8-20, yeah.
And
20
one game, in between.
Yeah.
First offer to Jason Coca. Fastball 93, inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. No, for Bailey Horn, 5th-round selection by the other team in Chicago. He was a 5th-round pick by the Chicago White Sox in 2020. Pick number 142. Kick and the 0-1. Just missed with a fastball. Well, the count is 1-1 to Coca. The 2020 draft was only 5 rounds because of the COVID season. So a lot of guys signed as undrafted free agents that year. 1-1. And Coca slaps this foul towards the sweets on the first base side. On the count of ball and 2 strikes to Jason.
A lot of guys that were drafted were college guys because no high school season. So at least for most part, you'll see some guys like Horn make 4 starts out of the rotation for Auburn.
Well, no showcases as well that year. Set and the 1-2. And Koka again fights this one off foul. Looping line drive to first. And that's part of what some people are saying has led to so much offense in NCAA regionals this year is the fact that because of the lost 2020 season, in 2021, a lot of college pitchers were drafted in that 20-round draft last year. Set down the 1-2. And Koka fights back another one. So the count of ball and two strikes to Jason Koka. Shuckers trailing at 5-3 with one gone and a man on here in the bottom of the ninth inning. We also have a lot of guys who are fifth, sixth year seniors with that COVID eligibility rule. And so you know, there's been talk lately that, look, there are some teams that are essentially A-ball teams in college right now. 1-2. And that's taken high and tight. Two balls and two strikes to Koka. Switch hitter batting from the right side against the left-hander Horn. Long stare in, and the 2-2. And Koka, a bouncer on the ground, fielded by Schrumpf, underhanded to the second baseman, and it got, or the shortstop Vasquez, it got caught in his glove, so no chance to turn a double play. But it's going to come down to Terrence Dostin to try and keep the game alive for Biloxi. Trailing by three with only one run to work with here in the bottom of the ninth inning. So Koka on with the fielder's choice, but here is Dostin batting in place of Noah Campbell, who left right before he started hitting in the seventh inning. Not received an update on that. First offer to Dostin. Lefty-lefty matchup, and the pitch is low for a ball 1-0. Well, shame to see Campbell leave, because remember, he hit the solo home run in the third that at the time gave Biloxi a 2-1 lead. Three-run eighth. The difference in this contest tonight. Southpaw Horn, the 1-0. And Dostin, a bouncer on the ground. Scooped up by Strump. Throw to first is in time. And that brings this one to a close. Smokies take the opener of this series. Final score in tonight's game, Tennessee 5 and Biloxi 2. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow's game. Shuckers fall in the opener 5-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on June 7th to celebrate Schooner's birthday with an exclusive Schooner's Tea presented by Pine Belt Dermatology and Skin Cancer Center. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers fall to Pitt by a final score of 5-2. Being with you here, Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Thomas, we go back through this one. Shuckers took the lead in the bottom of the first. They have been maybe one of the best starting teams in all of minor league baseball this year. We gave it to you at the time, a plus 15 run differential in the first inning, a double by Sal Frelick on the third pitch that he saw, and then an RBI single by Jackson Reeds gave Biloxi a 1-0 lead. But in the second inning, Chase Strumpf was hit by a pitch, Matt Mervis then doubled, Jake Slaughter an RBI ground out brought us level at one. As a solo home run by Noah Campbell in the third gave Biloxi the lead again. But then in the fourth, with two outs, Mervis homered out to right field, his seventh of the year here at AA in just 18 games. And that tied us up at two. That's where we would stay until the eighth. We do need to go back to the sixth inning, though. Shuckers had their best opportunity to score again off of Chris Clark. The right-hander gave up a double to Frelick, a single to Valerio. He balked. That allowed both runners to advance. And Thomas Diller drew a walk to load up the bases. And that was the end of the night for Clark. Blake Whitney came in, and Whitney was outstanding tonight. He doesn't allow a hit. Well, there were two and a third innings, and most importantly there, in the sixth, he was able to strike out Lutz and leave the bases loaded. In the eighth inning, Luis Vasquez, a home run to start off the inning. And then a single by Bryce Ball, a walk by Strumpf, and then Mervis, who turned into the pest tonight. A two RBI double to drive in two. It was 5-2 at that point. Shuckers got a leadoff walk by Sal Frelick in the eighth. He stole second. But then in the ninth, a single by Cam Devaney. He was canceled out on a fielder's choice. And then Terrence Dostin, who came in after Noah Campbell left the game right before he was going to bat in the seventh inning. At that time, Dostin comes into the ballgame and unfortunately grounds out to end things there in the ninth as the Shuckers drop their opener against the Tennessee Smokies tonight and have now dropped four games in a row. When we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the Southern League as well as the Brewers affiliated system. Plus, we'll get you set for tomorrow's contest where someone will make their AA debut. All of that when the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show continues in a moment.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers drop their opener tonight against the Tennessee Smokies by a final score of 5-2, but plenty of action throughout the Southern League this evening, and for an update on that, let's send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. All eight teams, or the six other teams, but of course all eight teams underway today and still in action. Where the first game finished tonight, Rocket City, Mississippi. Could be a while. They're currently in a rain delay in the third inning up in Huntsville. One run of Trey Harris, RBI double in the top of the second inning. Obviously, they haven't played, I believe it was five innings you have to play to be a complete game. Yep. So they're short of that. So still some probably waiting time up there in Huntsville. So that's the quick and easy one tonight. Pensacola continuing that hot trend, 9-1 on top of Birmingham right now in the bottom of the seventh inning. Trey Johnson, named player of the week, and obviously the Shockers just saw him. He is 2-for-3 tonight. Pair of RBIs. He's got two doubles. Ray Patrick did her a home run, his sixth of the season, the second. And then the third inning, Luis Aviles Jr., a three-run blast.
Wow.
In that same inning again. So a lot of offense for Pensacola tonight. They used a four-run third inning, and they are out-hitting Birmingham 10-6 right now. And which Ladwig for them, six innings, one run unearned, no walks, four strikeouts, has allowed six hits. So having a really nice outing there tonight at Regents Field. Our final score to look at tonight, Montgomery on top of Chattanooga, 5-2. Four runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Obviously, we've seen Montgomery plenty, as Garrett has said already, at Chattanooga. We'll be seeing them next week start to get a little familiar. Chattanooga took a lead in the top of the fourth. Wild pitch by Taj Brown. You don't see that too often. One of the Rays' top pitching prospects. But here comes the offense, like I said. Grant Witherspoon, bases clearing triple. Plates three runs. Curtis Mead, RBI single. Then T.J. Hopkins cuts deficit down to two in the top of the sixth. A solo home run, his seventh. Roberto Alvarez with an RBI single. 5-2 is your score. They just finished the eighth inning, so Montgomery will be going on for a save situation in that contest.
All right. And there is your look at the Southern League scoreboard. Thanks so much, Thomas. Before we continue along, let's go ahead and take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Well, very briefly, let's take a look at the Brewers-affiliated scoreboard. Not everybody in action tonight because the Nashville Sounds back at home in Nashville and the rain came. They have been postponed against Norfolk, so we'll have to wait for that one. Meanwhile, Carolina and Myrtle Beach. Hey, how do you like that this same matchup for these affiliates is happening down at the low A level? Carolina got a big first inning. They got five runs in the bottom of the first. It was capped off by a two-run homer by Hedbert Perez, his sixth of the year. Eduardo Garcia, also one of the top prospects in the system, had an RBI double in that inning. However, it has been a slow and steady grind back into the game by Myrtle Beach as they got three in the sixth, one in the eighth, and then two in the ninth to send the game to extra innings. And now in the 10th inning, Myrtle Beach has scored two runs to go in front. So certainly we can tune back into that one in just a little bit. But that game 10-8 right now in the 10th inning. Meanwhile, High A Wisconsin got a pretty good outing tonight out of the tall lefty Russell Smith. 5 2/3 innings, seven hits, but just two runs, one walk, and eight strikeouts. However, they currently trail Beloit 4-6, and that is because Cam Robinson, really for the first time all season, has been touched. An inning, three runs on four hits, no walks, and a strikeout, so his ERA now balloons to a 2.08 ERA. Tyler Black had a RBI double in this one. He also had a two RBI triple, and Joe Gray Jr. with a sack fly. And that is your scoring in the ballgame for Wisconsin, but they currently trail it. And the Brewers and Phillies are in a tight one right now. They are currently in the top of the seventh inning. Brewers leading that one 2-1. Andrew McCutchen with an RBI double to give the Brewers a 1-0 lead. Driving in Christian Yelich in the first. Bryce Harper then with a sac fly in the third. And Rowdy Tellez with an RBI double, yet again scoring Christian Yelich. The bad news for the Brewers, Colton Wong exits the game.
Oh,
so
no.
Just as soon as you look like you're starting to get back healthy, Luis Urias is back in the lineup today. Hunter Renfroe is back in the lineup off the IL. And it does appear that Willy Adames will likely be back tomorrow. But just as soon as that happens, you'll lose your gold glove second baseman. So The hits keep on coming. All I'll say, there's a guy who can play shortstop and second base who's chilling in Nashville right now, who's one of your top prospects.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Bryce Terang hanging in the wings. I didn't realize it. I'm at the front of the Bryce Terang train this year.
Not a bad place to be.
Not even meaning to be, and there I am.
I'm going
to
get you a conductor hat, then.
Oh, well, I'll gladly wear it. Bryce was fantastic when he was here with the Shuckers for, we'll call it about three-quarters of the season last year, and has been on an absolute tear of a Triple-A this year. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For Tennessee, 5 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error. They left 5 men on base. For Biloxi, 2 runs on 6 hits, no errors. They left 6 men on base. The winning pitcher tonight is Blake Whitney. He improves to 3-2. The losing pitcher is Ken Hassler. He drops to 0-1. And Bailey Horn gets not only his first save of his season, but his first save of his career. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,125 on an 86-degree clear night here in Biloxi. With the win, Tennessee now improves to 30-22 on the year. With a loss, the Shuckers drop to 4 games under .500 at 23-27. Next up, it is another 6:35 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. The left-hander Brandon Canar is set to make his Double-A debut. Meanwhile, he'll be opposed by another southpaw at the left-hander Dalton Stambaugh, 3-0 with a 4.44 ERA. Again, first pitch comes your way at 6:35, so we're on the air for you at 6:20 coming up tomorrow night. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work tonight. Play-by-play, color commentator, social media coordinator, broadcast coordinator, a man of many hats. Thomas, thank you, as always, for all of your help.
Well, thank you, the conductor of the Bryce Terang train, Garrett Green.
Well, thank you very much. But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Tuesday night. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole contest, we're thrilled that you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for our entire crew, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from here at MGM Park. For your final score, the Tennessee Smokies 5, the Biloxi Shuckers 2. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.